but there was a lot of jitterbugging. So, you know, we really had both extremes.
I came up from the pier where you didn't, where no...
You didn't touch.
That's right.
They always looked so strange to me, but then, you know, when my children got to junior high school and began going to dances, I thought, this is so great. You could get up when my oldest son, who would be 20 this summer, people just got up and danced. You didn't have to even have a partner. And girls who would never have even gotten to the dance, if they had to go with the date, were there, and they danced. And they loved it, you know, because it didn't matter whether you were dancing with anybody. There might be three or four dancing together, just out in a little circle, you know. So in that longer days, I'm kind of interested to see if the other thing is coming back again, though, right now.
You listen to Sam Patrick music now?
No. In fact, I don't have any of those bones from my past because they all were 78 and we disposed of them a long time ago and they were worn out pretty much anyway. Because of children, I hear a lot of very current music. Yeah, a lot of that because my oldest son likes Elton John and a lot of the ones that are very current. When we buy a record, or which we don't do very often, we may pick something that's not rock though. And I like the kind of things that are coming out of Grease and Saturday Night Fever, and which are not really, you know, it's disco music, I guess, and it's closer to what I like than
I
a
lot. That really reflects the musical style of the Grease by 20 years ago, the kind of songs there, or the kind of songs
that
I
listen to now. That's right. Is it 50? I haven't seen it, but I assume that it's a 50.
I
like to see that one.
I go to movies so seldom. I think my wife and I have seen, we may have 6 years, we've seen six movies.
1 year. That's your anniversary.
But these are all the formal questions I really have. Is there anything about, say, life or comfort in Knoxville that you might have expected me to ask that I didn't ask? Anything about maybe life in the city or area?
No, not that I can think of. I feel really very much like a city person, although Knoxville has never been really what I consider a big city kind of place. But I have never related to rural stuff at all. Because I've always lived on a bus line or a trolley line or a streetcar line or something and always had access to everything that is in a city.
Were your parents not civilians too?
No, and they were from more rural backgrounds, and my grandmother who lived with us was from a very rural background. You know where Greenback is?
South.
Right. They're generally in the same area. And they use some real interesting language, you know, which you just don't even hear anymore.
How long were you in Philadelphia?
Only 3 years. And that was interesting, too, because it was a change, but we were so poor at the time. We couldn't afford to take advantage of a lot of things that, you know, would have been available there. We found all the free things that you could do in Philadelphia, which was...
I did free things and cheap things. You go to the zoo here all the time.
We went to the zoo in Philadelphia all the time, in the art museum, and, you know, things like that.
The zoo here probably the best bar game in town. I've never seen a city this size with a zoo that large.
I've never been since they have redone it. Now, you know, we practically at John Howard Park, but the zoo that was there before was terrible. Oh, it was awful.
The zoo here is huge. It's bigger than the one in Birmingham, and it's probably, it's bigger than the one in Honolulu. I would imagine it's as big as the one in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
They really have
worked hard, yeah, in the last few years in developing it.